For once, you're asleep before me. I suppose you don't have to deal with me snoring tonight. I mean, if I snore, that's still up for debate. I knew you'd never go for this. And that if we talked about it ahead of time, it just would have been harder for both of us. I had to make a quick decision.
No. Don't.
It's not my deal to keep something from you. You know that. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're mad at me. Bewildered. Everything else. You've got to understand. They would never suggest that one of us do this. Listen to the new dispatch from Carol. You'll see what I mean. I just got her message while you were sleeping. Now, y'all will have 6 years to figure things out instead of three.
Ty!
Don't look for me. I went down the fissure, down into the ocean. I don't want you finding my creepy popsicle body lying around. I hope you'll pardon me taking one of the suits. I figured you still got yours and two backups. I know it's protocol to recover the body, but forget that. The body's just a vessel, like any other. And I think we're a good way to be on protocol now, anyway. I am sorry for leaving you alone. I'm so sorry, B. Believe me, I know it's not ideal. But I think it's the lesser of two evils. I want you to have a chance. A chance to change the world and to make it home again. You have got double the air supply, double the food reserves, and B, you have the skills to fly back if somehow you need to. I know you can. I wish I could talk to you the way you talk to those students. Like you talk to me. And maybe I'd have something better to say right now. I left another message for AJ, Jess, Billy, the grandkids. I already sent it on through the dispatch console. They've all got big lives to lead. I'm not worried about them. They're gonna be okay. You probably think I'm crazy, but I have faith. I believe in God and the good things yet to come. I know I'll see Josie again. And you too. Even though you might not think so, I know it in my heart. I'm not leaving because I lost hope. I'm leaving because I have it. And I'm leaving something behind to help you. It's on the console. Little extra luck. You have got a team of allies back home. Y'all will find a way through this. You will, and heaven forbid, there is no way. I know you will explore every last chimney and valley in this place. That's something I can't do. It's a beautiful thing to have a skill like that. That is what you were made for, B. That is the work you came here to do. And hey, you know what?
What?
I think it's your time to, how'd you say it? Make that omelet you were talking about. I am giving you my egg. I'll see you later. I promise. Love you, Bebop. And Dispatch.
Dispatch 1021B, Carol Robinson, Pisces mission. B, tie. I'm responding for Gordon and the rest of us. We've been in wall-to-wall meetings. We've run every diagnostic on the oxygen fuel tank. It's not possible to salvage it, as you guessed. So we're looking at a rescue as the more viable means of extraction. There are two NASA ships currently in service. One is near the moon. That's not designed for long-duration flight. The second is around Mars, which is on the other side of the sun right now. If we can make any of these happen, the earliest we could get to you would be 4.5 years. I realize that's disheartening news. We're going to keep working at this, okay? Hang in there, you two. We've got you. End dispatch.
God damn it!
Without you. We're in it together. We are in it. We're in it now. I can still see your footsteps. Just barely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time on short notice. I wish I were here for any other reason. There's been an accident.
Once again, I can't imagine what this is like, B. If you want to rest for a while, you can. If you want to concentrate on the science, you can. Whatever you want to do, you can. We'll handle the arrangements with Ty's family. I promise. And talk to us seriously. No issue is too minor. Tell me anything. We'll be right on the other end of the line every second of every day. And as a reminder, you can reduce power on all non-essential systems at this point. We're sending along a new baseline. Nothing is impossible, B. Nothing is impossible. End dispatch.
Dispatch 1023A. Specialist Guerrero, Pisces mission. I'm all right. I swear I'm okay. Thanks for your concern. I know it'll take a while to explore these options, but we have time now. Thanks to Ty. You mentioned that it's important for me to do what I want to do right now, and that I can continue working on the science front. Well, that's exactly what I want to do. I'm gonna dive. 15% of this moon's ocean is mapped. Doris will take me way beyond that number. I mean, I have a perfectly good submarine. Let's not waste the time we've got. I'll be using some power to charge Doris, yes, but I've reduced all non-essential systems. I can even limit oxygen up here in Pisces while I'm in Doris, since it's not needed here. And the currents are going to help me travel faster and farther than we'd ever imagined. I'm going to find something. One other thing. I know the cost, human, financial, everything, of a recovery mission. I never thought one was a given. Just so we're clear. I know what I signed up for.
Dispatch 1035A. I was descending through a canyon, and all of a sudden, the top arched over, turning it into a tunnel. It was just full of chimneys. I had to leave 339. I'd never seen anything. Took an ice core from the underside of the shelf. Bizarre oxidation.
Dispatch 1053A. I'm following the eastern path today. Flatlands as far as I can see. They're so huge. There's this current 50 kilometers down that's stronger than anything we've had so far. I think I can ride it well into the northern hemisphere. Dispatch 1077 and 85A. First day along the equator. New kind of striations in the silt. Like ripples frozen in time. I went much further than before. I turned off Simon to save a little energy, and frankly, he's not my favorite conversationalist. It gets a little lonely, but
current.
Don't worry about it.
It's like a miracle.
I feel good.
It extends my battery life 150%. I'm gonna drift in the current whenever I can. There's little risk, promise. And there was this crevice that was too narrow for me to get through. But I shone some light, and at the bottom I saw these strange, I guess you can call them husks? They didn't look organic, but they had this yellow coloration around them. Sulfur.
And I can't God if you didn't think of this earlier.
I'll try to get my hands.
If I sleep indoors, I use less oxygen. I've been setting myself an alarm. Awake 1 hour, asleep the next. God, I can go so far. I think I can almost cover the whole moon like this. My wheels are spinning.
It's much more pronounced than we thought.
There's a river of water near the bottom that's 4 degrees warmer than the rest. It defies the models. I'll test it tomorrow. 1091A.
Tomorrow?
1112.
Tomorrow's a new day.
1135.
Tomorrow,
1141.
1165.
1141A.
1165A.
End dispatch.
End dispatch.
End dispatch.
End dispatch.
End dispatch.
End dispatch.
Let me know what you think, okay? I'm going down again as soon as the charge is full. End dispatch.
B, it's Carol. These data sets are just phenomenal. Get this. The science team said the other day that at this point, you've created the most comprehensive chemical profile of any world outside of Earth. We know more about the ocean on Enceladus than we do about the rocks on Mars. Much to my chagrin. I know we're only voices coming at you from the dark, but we see the work you're doing, okay? It's not lost on us. There are geologists, astrophysicists, oceanographers, all just lapping up this data. JPL, Woods Hole, the University of Tokyo. There's an Oxford team that just put out an abstract, something about... I've got the title here. Demystifying Off-World Oceans. An updated model of serpentinization and energy transfer in seafloor systems. I figure you'll know what that means. Anyway, these findings all got your name on them. I've got one other thing to say. Happy birthday! I wish I could be there, or you could be here. You are a gift, Bee. Okay. I need to hang up now before I... Talk soon. In dispatch. It's been 4.5 months since the incident.
Carol.
She is too committed to this cause to press us for an answer, but I guess I've realized I'm not.
Sit down for a minute.
I'm fine right here. What is going on?
Friday.
What?
On Friday, we'll know and we'll make an announcement.
What time?
3:00.
Was there ever a serious attempt at recovery?
How can you ask that question?
Why can't you answer it?
Of course there was. There is.
Right. As long as we did everything we could.
There is nothing I wouldn't give to salvage this mission. My tenure will be marked by this failure forever.
How can you talk about legacy when lives are at stake?
It's emotional, I know.
What do you know about emotion? You never even set foot in the field, Gordon. You sit here behind this desk and complain when your chess pieces don't move the way you want them to. These are human beings.
I know. I understand you're in pain.
Yes, I am. It just stings even more that you are not.
I went outside today. It'd been a few months, I guess. Well, 4 months. I wanted to see the surface again. To feel it on the soles of my boots. I can tell. Things are shifting.
There's no easy way to say this, Bee. We've been doing what we can. I hope you know that.
I wonder if in a few dozen years this whole landscape is going to be different. Solid ice down here, fissures up in the north instead. The world flipped upside down.
The truth is...
After exploring all viable options, NASA has come to the decision that a recovery mission is not possible. There is no ship available to reach Mission Specialist Guerrero in the necessary survivability window.
Bee, there won't be a rescue. I'm so sorry. I never thought it would come to this. It just guts me.
I'm pretty lucky. Earthquakes have actually widened the fissure a whole meter. I don't have to thread the needle on the way down so much.
This isn't your fault or anyone's. Mission support is here for you. Anything that the team or I can do, we will. I'm a dispatch away. Talk whenever you want.
This decision has been reached, taking into account many factors. The most important being that we cannot risk further loss of life.
And the other thing is the lifeline cable gets snagged on the ice like half as often now. Total godsend. That was touch and go in the beginning. Without time.
We also got the psychology operations team on call 24/7. Psychologists can feel any messages and relay back advice to you. These exchanges are confidential. Meaning, I won't hear anything if you don't want me to. I'm sure you know these things already, but I'm supposed to remind you.
You know that board game where, Oh! Operation. There we go. Where you gotta do surgery and you drop down into the guy's neck and pull out the Adam's apple, or like... you go into his arm and grab the pencil. Oh, what was it? What was it? Oh! The writer's cramp. That's been me going down into the fissure.
There are no mission orders now. You do whatever makes you happy. Bee, explore, talk, don't talk. rest.
From the day the Pisces mission assembled, Specialist Guerrero recognized that this outcome was a possibility. This has always been a perilous undertaking.
You can't get hung up on the sides, or you'll get electrocuted. Man, it is a hypochondriac's nightmare. But good practice for dropping through an ice chasm in the outer solar system.
You probably hate me saying you're a hero, so I won't. But we're all so proud of you. I'm sure your parents are too.
Mission Specialist Guerrero, like Commander Tyler Winfield before her, has set an example for future space travel that few will match.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm used to it by now. Releasing myself into the wild and reattaching myself on the way back.
We're letting them know. Your parents. It's not fair to keep this confidential from them. I'm sure they'll have a message for you. We'll pass that along. Let me know if you have a reply. Okay?
We will have further news in the coming weeks as to how people can express their support for Specialist
Guerrero. I just gotta remember when I'm moving through the ice that the moon, it's on its own schedule, you know? It cracks, busts open, freezes over, remakes itself in its own time. I have to watch out that I don't get stuck in the gears. That'd be pretty gross. Then I'd be the one on the operating table, and someone'd be trying to fix me. And not get zapped.
You are so loved.
Sometimes when we reach for the stars, we fall short.
Stay strong.
Thank you all for your time.
Talk to you soon.
Dispatch 1181A, Specialist Bianca Guerrero, Pisces mission. Carol, I got your dispatches, and the one from my parents. No need to explain. Everything makes sense, really. Thank you for being there. I get it. I have a message for my parents and my brother. I guess I'll launch into it. Mom, Papa, I wanted to tell you, sorry. Let me start that again, Carol.
Mom, Papa, Robbie, everybody, it's me. Surprise! I'm okay. Thanks for your message. It means a lot. For once, I guess I'm not sure what to say. You remember when I came back from college and Papa said, I don't recognize you. No te reconozco. I worry you might not recognize me now either. It's been a little bit of a journey, but I'm good. Do I sound the same? I don't know. I wish we could talk the way we used to talk before everything, you know, back when it was easy. I'm not one like Tia Linda who says 47 goodbyes. I have enough trouble with one. But first I need to say something else. I wanted to say, I'm sorry. It wasn't easy for me, but it wasn't easy for you either. I see it better now. Deep down, you were trying to understand me. And I turned away from you. I'm sorry. I'll never do that again. To anyone. I'm proud to be a part of this family. I don't know if I've said that before. I'm proud of who you raised me to be. I wouldn't be here if you'd stop short of your own dreams. I'm not giving up. I'm gonna keep exploring as much as I can. I will not lie down. And I want you to keep living too, okay? Toss the ball around for me, Papa. God, I miss the smell of grass. I haven't sneezed in 4 years, and it's killing me. Who knows when it's gonna happen? Or how? Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in 3 years or four. But I want you to hear my voice. My apology. And my gratitude. While I'm here. I know you're praying. For my soul. For mi vida. Gracias. I hope those prayers come true. I really do. You know what? It's strange. A billion kilometers away, and I feel closer to you than I have in a long time. I feel your love. And I send mine back to you. With all my heart. Carol, I might need some time to think about things. It's nothing personal. I've said what I want to say for now.
It's what many are calling a nightmare scenario for NASA's Bianca Guerrero. Many astronauts have died in service to their country, but Guerrero is the first to be stranded in space. Late yesterday, NASA announced that it is gathering additional messages from the public celebrating Guerrero's work. The space agency has also designated June 28th as Spacefarers Remembrance Day, a day honoring all those lost or irretrievable during space travel. People on Twitter have already started calling it B-Day. Joining us on the line now...
B, it's me. Just wanted you to hear a friendly voice. We're here to talk, if you'd like to.
I figure you've gotten my messages. It's been a few weeks. These findings you're sending continue to be so incredibly useful. And when we get a new batch of data, we know you're okay. So that's great. You can take a break anytime. No pressure. You've done your part. Anything else is gravy. Okay? B, you may already know this. Today's a milestone. This is your 1,267th day. You've been in space longer than any human ever has. That includes me, or Ty, or anyone from the old guard. That's quite a record! Feel free to send us a little bit of data. A few words? We haven't heard anything in a couple of months, and we just want to know how we can help. Dispatch 1281A, Carol Robinson, Pisces Mission. Some of your former colleagues have been asking for updates. Friends, too. Naturally, we can pass something on to them if you want. The option's yours. We've got folks monitoring the line all the time, even if I'm not here. And I wanted to say, B, you can tell me how you're really feeling. I know there are times when it doesn't feel right to put on a brave face. This is probably one of them. Let me carry a little bit of that weight for you.
There's a lot of love for you here, B. We miss hearing your voice. It's been a little while. Play dispatch test A1. Mission specialist, Bianca Guerrero.
Wait, this is the button, right? Is this the button? Okay. Hello?
Ooh, yes. All right, it's working. I'm gonna have to get used to this. I still think it's weird not having an audience, or not seeing an audience, I mean. Okay, so, yeah. Hello, Void. This is Mission Specialist Bianca Guerrero. Can I just say B next time? Is that cool? My foreword title just feels so, I don't know, formal. Oh, I get it. You're not responding right away. You'll tell me in about 173 minutes. Anyway, we're, what, 8 weeks from launch? I'm testing the dispatch system, and it is working like a dream. So, yakety yak, don't talk back. Or do. Anyway, test over. Oh, end dispatch. That's the sign off, right? End dispatch? Not Elfine. Or Fin. Or Dunzo! Kidding. Okay, for real this time.
Turn off audio, please.
And?
Good night, B. Ah, thank goodness!
Carol, I've been looking in every corner of the world. I'm still coming up empty.
I think it's just me here. Why did he leave me behind? Leave me alone. And for nothing. There's no one coming for us. For me, I mean.
I miss him, Carol.
He's on my mind 32 hours a day. I hear him everywhere.
Seek and ye shall find. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
A few more years alone is cold comfort.
Sometimes I scream and shake the walls of the shuttle. And I look outside and I haven't even moved the smallest shard of ice. Not the tiniest speck of dust. They're unmoved. Is this all there is? I didn't find home on land, so I looked in our oceans. I didn't find home in our oceans, so I left for an alien sea. I thought maybe on some other frontier I'd be happy, truly happy. And I was for a bit. What makes a good life? What makes a good death? What did I leave behind? Sometimes I fear, and sometimes I know that the world was never made for me. Did you ever used to watch the shore when you were young? The waves lapped up on the beach, so gently. It's like they were kissing the sand. Now the sea is swallowing it. Is that part of his plan, Ty? I had relatives in Miami. We remade the world in our own image. And we're paying the price. I see it now. These oceans that I love will rise and rise until someday all that's left of our world is just the sea and the sky. Human history will have sunk beneath the surface, gone from view and lost to time, dissolving. Will it be peaceful? The end of the tumult? Will anyone be left to see it? Will creatures come from the edge of the galaxy to wonder at our watery expanse? If only we could turn back time and mend what we've broken.
You can delete this message, Carol. I just wanted you to hear it.
Dispatch 1281B, Carol Robinson, Mission Support. B, it's so good to talk. I mean, to hear you talk. It's completely reasonable to feel the way you're feeling. In my down moments, I used to think we astronauts were not much different than rocket fuel. We make the ship go from here to there, and then we're used up. Spent.
You know what? The first time I saw your astronaut class, you were doing the training exercises. Some of the same things I did about a millennium ago. Anyway, I remember the isolation exercise where you had to spend 18 hours by yourself. Some folks slept and others wrote in their journals, the usual stuff. You were the only one in my 30 odd years that I can remember who was just singing at the top of your lungs. What was that song again? Something about a dirty laptop? I can't remember.
Dirty computer.
I feel like there was some innuendo in there. I could hear you through the walls. I just thought, I like this girl. She's going to be good. There's something indomitable about that. Singing in the face of apathy. Singing for yourself. I can't hear you right now, but I hope some days you're singing. It's the most trying situation, I know. But you are made of strong stuff, honey. I've seen it. I've heard it. End dispatch.
It's been a few months since my last confession. About that dispatch. I didn't mean all that. I've been a little out of sorts.
I feel a little better now. Lately, the most beautiful thing has been happening. I thought I should tell you. We've entered an eclipse. It started just a few days ago. My eyesight's not the best now, but I felt it even before I saw it. The sky got darker and darker. Every day Saturn was blotting out more of the sun, and now it's complete. The sun's gone. Well, it's almost gone. There's just a halo of light around a dark Saturn. This perfect shimmering circle. I can see it through the window. The planet records say this eclipse happens once every 15 years. Apparently it'll stay this way for a few months. But that's not the best part. You know how we could never see Saturn's rings? Ty would say, "Can't always see what you're sitting in," or something like that. God, I wish I could remember. Well, that's not true anymore. Direct sunlight washes out the rings. Indirect sunlight, like this, makes them shine as if they're made of crystal. It's like when someone's silhouetted, and you can't really see them, but you can see the edges of them. Their hair, you know? And it's half on fire. That's what I'm swimming in right now. A dust cloud, half on fire. The darks are black and the lights are brilliant. And somehow the rings, they've been here the whole time, but I can finally see them. I'm not so sure space is a vacuum. Everything seems to touch everything else. I wasn't supposed to be here for this. I'm glad I am. And dispatch.
We're so happy you sent something back to us. You sent something back to us.
This is Specialist Bianca Guerrero with the Pisces mission on Enceladus. It's dispatch for day 2041. I found something.